Hey everyone. Wow, this is like second story in 2 weeks, I think. I'm going crazy. Anyway, I'm still working on the story that I mentioned last time. The sort of rougher one. So this one again is going to be more a sweet one. But I also need to preface this with an apology, pardon me, to Natalie, who this story is for. It's extremely overdue, so sorry about the long wait. Anyway, I hope you like it. I've discovered that my housemates, because they're all out on Tuesday nights, I tend to have a bit of a window for recording then, because they all go to soccer training, and, well, I don't go because I'm not playing this season due to an injury. So, it seems to be the way to do it. Don't tell them, right? It'll be our secret. Just you and me and, you know, everybody else who's listening. I don't think any of them listen. Lord, I hope not. That would lead to some... That would be embarrassing. Okay, I'm not going to think about it anymore. Anyway. So, I hope you all enjoy this, and thank you for all the kind feedback from the last story. And, yeah. Enjoy. I'm sitting in the window seat of a modern 747 jet airliner. Looking out the window, I think I'm about halfway into the flight now, and as I sort of sleepily lie there, watching the endless thousands of miles of ocean roll by underneath us, I kind of reflect on what brought me to this point. Over 6 months ago now, you left. The girl who I'd spent the last 4 years of my life getting to know better than anyone else I knew, falling in love with, and you left. And not in a bad way. We didn't break up, you didn't storm out, I didn't mess up, it's none of that. You just got this amazing opportunity to study abroad in France. And you took it, you had to. I insisted on it. Of course, my work, unfortunately, kept me back here, but we've made it work. Although, they say absence makes the heart grow fonder. I think it was someone who was separated from their loves that said that, because it's certainly true in this case. As I sit looking out the window of this plane, I remember the feeling, seeing your plane leave. It was a really indescribable, empty feeling. But it's very different from the feeling I have now, because now I'm on my way. I'm on my way to see you, and you don't know I'm coming. It's been, as I said, over 6 months, and I wasn't supposed to have holidays now. My company was in the middle of a very, very important contract that I was working on, but due to some good luck and some hard work, we finished ahead of time, and I was able to get a week off. It was all fairly sudden, and my first inclination was to call you up and tell you the good news, and then, just as I was about to, I decided not to, because I would much rather see the look on your face when I'm there in person than hear the excitement in your voice. So, of course, that and the fact that once you knew I was coming, the day or two before I could actually get there would probably be kind of torture. So, I find myself on the plane, thundering along through the air towards France. Hours pass, I kind of try and get some sleep, although an airline seat is not the most conducive place to sleep in the world. But eventually we land, and I know the name of the place you're staying. I've sent a couple of letters there, between phone calls and emails and all that. It's nice sometimes to send a physical letter, something slightly old-fashioned yet unique and novel about it, I think. Well, I don't really know any French, so I have to find a cab driver that speaks some English, which isn't too hard, fortunately, and I have the address written down, because I'm not entirely sure he would understand if I told him, and we're off. It takes about an hour to get to your place, and in that time, I kind of try and freshen up, adjust my clothing, and brush my hair a little bit and look slightly presentable. I've been on a plane for many hours, so I guess I have an excuse if I'm not looking the best. But once I reach your house, I pay the cab driver and he leaves. And then, for some strange reason, a sudden fit of nerves hits me. I'm so excited, and yet, what if you're not here? What if you're out doing something, or in class or something? You've moved since I had this address, although I'm sure you would have told me if you did. Anyway, nothing really for it, I suppose. So, I walk up to the front door and knock briskly a couple of times and step back. I always find knocking on a front door to be one of the most nerve-wracking things you can do, because it always takes me back to high school girlfriends and knocking on their front doors when I went to pick them up, and it was always the wait after the knock, you know. Oh God, who's going to answer the door? Is it going to be her dad? So I'm definitely feeling a little bit of that comeback. Well, I hear footsteps inside. Oh well. God, I hope it's you. And as I try and look as calm and collected and yet absolutely overjoyed at the same time, the door opens and you're standing there, and the look on your face would have been worth the whole trip on its own. You look so shocked, and then in an instant that shock turns to complete joy, and you just take the remaining step towards me, and before I know it, you're in my arms and I'm holding you there, and just we're squeezing each other so tightly, and you kind of look at me and just, I can tell there's about 20 questions you want to ask, but nothing really comes out, and instead I just kiss you, and everything that needs to be said is said with that kiss, and we just kiss, and we're still standing there on the front porch, and my bags are on the ground next to us, but I don't want to let you go. Eventually my arms get a little bit tired and I put you down, and you start to ask questions about how I got here, when I got here, how I was able to get here, why didn't I tell you, all that. So I pick up my bags and follow you inside, placing them down, just wherever they fall, really. I turn back to you once again, find you straight into my arms. I don't really know if anyone else is home, and I ask you and you tell me that no, if there's no one else home, it won't be for a little while, so we've got some time to ourselves, which is great, because I've missed you so much and I need you so much. I just can't let go of you. I can't keep my hands off you. As I'm kissing you, I'm just running my hands all over your body. It's been too long since I felt you in my arms, and God, I've missed everything about you. The way you feel, the way you sound, the way you smell, the way you look. I thought I had a good memory. I thought I could remember everything about you, but I was wrong. God, my memory didn't do you justice, not half. And I hadn't really thought this through much when I was on the plane. I just, my whole attention was focused on just getting there and surprising you. But now that I'm here and you're in my arms, oh, I need you. And I can tell, as we pause between kisses, the look in your eyes, you need me too. Oh, I need you so much. And I'm torn. I want to just tear your clothes off and have my way with you right then and there. You turn me on so much, but I want to stay kissing you and holding you and telling you how much you mean to me, because I've missed you so much. So, I start to undo the buttons on your blouse. Oh, and you start undoing the buttons on my shirt. Oh, I'm actually fumbling and messing up as I go, because I'm so turned on and so excited at the same time. You're wearing this white, frilly, lacy bra thing. Oh, God, that's makes your breasts look just delightful. Once again, I just pull you close and look into your eyes and tell you, oh baby, I've needed you. I've missed you so much. Oh, I can feel you just crying up against me, pressing as much of your body against mine as you can. So I reach down and undo the button in your skirt, and with a quick little shimmy of your hips, it lands on the floor. You're standing there now in just your underwear. I see you have white lace panties to match the bra. Oh God, these must be new. I don't recall seeing these before. By now, you've got my pants off as well, and I'm standing there in just my boxers, which I must admit aren't doing much to conceal how turned on I am. Oh, I'm rock hard for you, and my cock is making this very conspicuous tent in them right now. But, oh God, I don't care. I want you to see how hard I am for you. I want you to see what you've done to me. I noticed that we're kind of still in the living sort of area, and this particular house has these really big French glass windows all along this side of the house, which conceivably means if anybody was to walk around that side of the house, they could look in and see us. But I just don't care. But as the sun starts to set, because it's quite late in the afternoon, I notice that it's getting darker outside and lighter inside, which means the glass in the windows are becoming quite reflective, which gives me an idea. I take you by the hand, reluctantly pulling myself out of your embrace, and walk over to the kitchen bench. As I get there, I turn around, and before I can do anything, you sink to your knees in front of me and pull my boxers down, letting my cock spring free around my fingers through your hair as you start to just kiss the tip of my cock, and then suddenly it's in your mouth. Oh, God, you're good at that. Oh, I've forgotten just how good you are. Oh. Oh. Mm. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh. Yeah. You really are incredible at that. Mm. But, oh, as good as that feels. Oh. And as much as I just want to... just want to come in your mouth. Oh, we'll have time for that later. Because right now, I need to feel you. All of you. I need to be inside you. Feel you pressed against me. Feel your body against mine. Be able to... know an interior. So you know how much you turn me on. And how much I've wanted you. So I pull you up until you're facing me. Oh, my cock. Oh, now wet and slippery. Pressed against your pussy, clad though it is in your panties. And I reach up and unhook your bra and let it fall down onto the floor with the rest of our clothes. Mmm. Oh, baby. Your breasts. Mmm. So full and firm and... Ah. Oh. Oh, God. Once again, I find it. We're kissing passionately. Your breasts pressed into my chest, I can feel your nipples hard. Mm. But once more, oh, I break the kiss, and this time I spin you around quickly and bend you over the kitchen bench. Mm. Oh, that pretty little butt of yours sticking out. Oh, I can't resist it. I reach down and spank you. Oh, making you squeal and giggle. Oh, I slip my hands into the waistband of your panties and pull them down. Not all the way. Just down enough to expose your butt and pussy. Oh, I don't have time to get them all the way down. Plus, there's something just fucking hot about fucking you with your underwear still kind of on. Oh, because I need you so much. I move up behind you and with the head of my cock placed between your lips. Reach down, give your ass one more spank, and then sink into you. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh. So tight. Oh, I just lie there on top of you, pressing you against the kitchen bench. Mm. And then as I look up, I catch your eyes in the reflection from the window, looking back at you. Oh, God, I love looking into your eyes as I'm fucking you. The passion, desire, the love. It's all there. God, you have the most expressive eyes. I reached down and kissed the nape of your neck. Oh, timing my kisses as I start to thrust into you, my hips pressing up against your ass as I slide in and out of you. Baby. Oh, God. I missed you. Fuck. Oh, baby. Look in the window, baby. I want to look into your face. I run my fingers through your hair again. Oh, just pulling on it slightly. Oh, God. Oh, baby. I've dreamt about you every night since you've been gone. Of this moment when I get to come inside you again. Oh, baby. Fuck, maybe. Oh, God. Oh, baby. Oh, God, baby. I want you to. I want you to come with me. I'm gonna come on you, baby. Come on, you tight, wet little pussy. Oh, baby, I'm coming. Fuck. Oh, God. Squeezing me tight. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby. Oh, God, what you can do. We're both still kind of shaking and shuddering, and you kind of collapse forward onto the bench. Ah, oh, and I end up on top of you, just sighing and breathing heavily. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. God, that was good. My legs are kind of shaking, I'm not too sure. Oh, if I can really stand up. Reluctantly, I slide my still rock hard cock out of you. Just as I do, I see lights, car lights in the driveway, and we realize that one of your housemates is just getting home, so no time to lose. I pull up your panties and give you one last quick little spank, and we make a mad rush to get our clothes back on, but by the time they make it to the front door, which we make it just in time, although I'm fairly sure we both look guilty as hell. After introducing me, we decided to go out and find a place to eat so we can catch up and just talk about everything. Even though we've been caught up all this time, it's still not the same as being able to talk in person. And I can only imagine what we'll get up to when we get home. Well, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it. You'll have to let me know what you thought. And also, thank you to everyone who mentioned that the recording quality of my previous story wasn't quite up to scratch. I do apologise for that. I was using a different microphone, so I'm using my good mic again. Hopefully this one's good. If not, there could be something wrong with my sound card drivers, or I don't know, something like that. So I hope this is okay. Natalie, I hope that was kind of what you were after. I took a little bit of liberty with it here and there, but I hope you enjoyed it. And once again, I'm really sorry for the long wait, so I hope you forgive me for that. Anyway, take care, everyone, and I will have another story out soon. Bye.